Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Getting closer and closer to the biggest game Washington has played in 33 years. And you see what I'm doing, by the way. I'm saying Washington has played in.
Okay.
Because when I say the Commanders have played in, a lot of people get upset. Because the Commanders haven't been around for very long.
Right. This is the biggest game that dumb name has played in. That's
clearly
obvious. Yeah.
But there is a frustration for whatever reason. And I do find it a little bit annoying because it's like this housekeeping thing that you understand what I'm trying to say. When I say the Commanders are playing their biggest game in 33 years, it's like a personal affront to many people like myself who are still upset that the thing is different. So they go, actually, it's a condescension thing where you tell me, well, they actually weren't the Commanders. So I say Washington has not played in a game of this magnitude, Danny, in 33 years.
Yeah, they've been in the division championship round before. That's 2006. You gotta go back then, last time they won a postseason game. So you could put that one up there. You could say that's the one seed. Maybe this one is. I don't know. I don't really care. I know that it doesn't happen real often. We don't get here, and we're here right now. That's why it's that big to me. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's also what it symbolizes. This is the new start of something special. And you're already to a place that you haven't been in 2 decades. You know what I mean? Like, none of these other teams that won 4, 5, or 7 games at the end of the year, none of these other, miracle runs with underachieving group, or for half the season underachieving groups that end up punching above their weight class down the stretch, that finally find a way to sneak into the playoffs just to be cannon fodder for somebody. None of those teams did that. This one did. This one.
I don't know that there's a guarantee that you just get to roll the ball out next year and be back in the playoffs either.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've seen it. It's not linear.
Yeah, their opponents are tough, yeah.
Way harder schedule. You're playing a playoff caliber sked, and you're not going to surprise anybody. So everyone's going to give you their best shot because everyone goes into the game knowing that the Commanders are really, really good. And on top of that, just think about some of the fortune that we've talked about, some of the bounces and the benefits and the close games that have gone their way. A Hail Mary win here and a last-second win against the Cowboys there. And I don't know, 5 consecutive wins on the final play from scrimmage. If one of those balls gets batted at the line or picked off, it's a very, very different season, obviously. That could happen next year. So I'm just trying to live in the moment and just trying to enjoy this run for what it is. Do I think it's the first of several like it? I certainly hope so. If Jaden Daniels is who we think he is right now, then this is going to be the beginning of a long, long era of seasons like this. Maybe you have your Mahomes and you can be Kansas City, or your Allen and you can be Buffalo, your Lamar and you can be Baltimore, which doesn't mean Super Bowls constantly.
No. I mean, again, you mentioned 2 of those teams. Baltimore and Buffalo have very little to show for being excellent, but I'll take my chances.
You go in every year knowing you're probably going to win around a dozen games.
That's right.
You're probably going to be playing into the divisional round. And the question is, when you line up against Kansas City that time, or Baltimore or Buffalo that time, can you be better in a toss-up game? And that is a massive discrepancy from where they've been, obviously.
No question. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about. I know this year's happening, and I'm not ready for it to end, and I hope it doesn't. I hope they beat Detroit. But I'm realistic. I understand that it's there's a great chance, according to the analytics folks, 74 to 75%, depending on where you look, that they lose this game. The point here is they're at the beginning of this new thing, new ownership group. This is their first full year having been in charge. General manager, new, you know, square chin, good haircut, handsome dude making decisions, pulling the strings. A head coach that everybody has bought into and is beloved, right? A quarterback that is doing things that only the best in the league do. Every quarterback, all 32 guys that start in a given week, have good moments. Now, these guys are NFL quarterbacks. It's not like they can't tie their shoes or manage to even get a playoff. They're all have, you know, little nice moments. A highlight reel can be made for anybody. But the special level of stuff we're talking about, not only is that not done by a rookie, it's not done by most of the guys that are making 30, 40, 50, 60 million bucks a year. He's doing it right now as a rookie to begin this window. He's in that group with the most special that are doing it right now in the NFL. If you look at this group of Final Eight, he's now easily in that company. Where in that company is the fun debate? Like, that's where we are.
Spectacular.
We should never take that for granted.
Some notes on this game. We gave you a bunch on the other three games. The Lions, the number one seed for the first time in team history. 15 wins for them this year, the most they've ever managed. Now, obviously, it is a 17-game season now. They won two playoff games last year, so they are battle-tested in the postseason. This is not going to be too big for them. They're at home. They're in an environment they thrived in all year, and they excelled at even in the playoffs last year. Jared Goff has been really effective in three playoff games, now dating back the last couple of seasons to last year. 837 yards, so 280 per, with four touchdowns and no interceptions. We talk about needing to turn him over, wanting to turn him over.
Yep.
Jared Goff has not thrown a pick, going back to last year in three playoff games, at a rating over 100. Detroit did lead the league in scoring this year, not surprising with Ben Johnson and his bag of trick plays. 33.2 points per game, second in offense overall, 409 yards per game, and they were number one in yards per play this year as well. For the Commanders, the story begins and ends with Jaden Daniels, who we just discussed, who's coming off of 304 all-purpose yards, a couple touchdowns, and no turnovers.
Yeah, ho-hum.
In a road playoff win, ending what was an eight-game drought of rookie quarterbacks on the road in the playoffs, and he made it look fairly seamless.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.